producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
70-hour ceasefire has imploded in Gaza. We're entering total twilight zone on the border situation. Detention center has hair salon, child care, basketball courts, gym, soccer field. For the illegals is a magnet to draw them up here. The suites have flat-screen televisions. It says the immigrants are unfamiliar with bathroom facilities, and it's causing problems. And this is something that I almost did a report on a year ago. It's now being reported on by ABC News, CBS News, The Washington Times. Richard Reeves pointed out that the big truck stops now. I'm going to send a camera crew over today to do this. I wanted to do this a while ago, but now it's in the news. People will believe me that the illegals who've grown up in cardboard boxes in Mexico City and other places, I'm not attacking them. I'm just saying this is the culture clash. Don't even have outhouses, basically. They go in the bathrooms and basically crap on the floor, or they just leave the toilet paper on the floor in a corner. And anybody who lives on the border knows this, or even near it. You go in bathrooms now, even at restaurants or whatever, and there's a pile of crap-stained toilet paper in the corner. I mean, that's just how crazy all of this is getting. And just in the name of taste, it was late last year, about 8-9 months ago, we were on a road trip in the bus, and Richard was driving it, and we kept noticing at truck stops it was really bad. Because, I mean, you go in these stalls, it's just unbelievable. And so they have signs up saying in Spanish, don't do it. Put the paper in the toilet. Paper in toilet in Spanish. And I couldn't find it this morning on my phone because Richard and I had photos of it. We're going to call Richard. He's not here right now. He's up in Dallas. And I'm gonna get the name of the truck stop that's the closest, and we're going to send a film crew in there and show it. Because this is the type of thing that can capture people's imagination. TB and scabies are spreading. That's mainstream news. Texas law enforcement volunteered to form Border Patrol Brotherhood. Ready to rumble. Activists array congressional town hall meetings. That's some of the news up on drudgereport.com. Hamas detonates bomb, kidnaps IDF soldier 90 minutes into ceasefire. See, my issue is Hamas is like dragging hundreds of collaborators every week, they call them, around in the streets alive till they die behind motorcycles. And I think that's barbarous and wrong. And I think it's wrong when Israel blew up a UN school with orphans. I just think it's all horrible. But with a political correct crowd, they just lionize Hamas and then just ignore every atrocity they commit. And I'm not doing that. I'm going to be fair. That's what I do, and I'm going to cover the atrocities on both sides. And people in talk radio, you know, people like one way or the other. And I am one way or the other in a lot of issues like the Second Amendment, national security, with the border, the Federal Reserve needing to be abolished, family rights, private property. But when you got tribal warfare going on and both sides committing atrocities, it's like Joe Biggs did a report when he was a staff sergeant, you know, finding a big bomb-making facility with plans to kill people in the U.S. He found this. This was real. It's never been in the news. He had the photos and video of it. Soldiers, you know, shoot video of that. We put a report out showing there were real terrorists planning to attack the U.S., and people in the comments were like, why are you pushing the narrative of 9/11 being real and of there being terrorists and, you know, the Afghans are perfect and, you know, you're a traitor? No. The globalists are bad, financing the top of Al-Qaeda, but there are real jihadi nutballs that want to come over here and blow stuff up. I mean, that's the truth, folks. That's what we do here, to give you the real information.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning,
as the war machine keeps turning.
As the war machine keeps turning.
I'm going to try to explain this very simply. There are globalist combines worldwide that are completely amoral and only want power and control. And they will finance communism, they will finance fascism, they will finance militant extremist Islam. They will finance anything that destabilizes nation states so that the globalists can basically then come in as the moderate saviors and recommend a course of action that centralizes the government under their control in the name of meeting an outside threat. And that's why ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda has been founded since 1979 by the Central Intelligence Agency They took control of networks controlled by British intelligence from 1900 on. Hitler took control of them during World War II for a short period of time until he was kicked out of North Africa and the Middle East in 1943 by people like my grandfather, my dad's dad. I mean, this is mainline history. And so I'm going to explain it again because they have national shows and articles every week saying Jones says that there aren't any Muslim extremists, or Jones says there's no real terrorism, or Jones says the government runs Al-Qaeda, but then why are they killing our troops? They think you're stupid. They talk to you like you're 3 years old. The globalists want trillions of dollars in no-bid weapons contracts. The globalists want to be able to take our liberties domestically because of an outside threat. They want to be able to overthrow stable nation states like Libya, like Syria, and like Iraq that was becoming stable to destabilize the area, and that's the stated Pentagon plan. Even Wesley Clark, the former head of NATO, went public about being at the Pentagon and the plan to carry this out in 2002. And it's bipartisan. Neo-libs, neocons, they're all on board. This is a public operation. They know that the general public is so dumbed down and so unaware of even the three branches of government and geopolitical regions and basic facts that they can write books and white papers at the Council on Foreign Relations saying we run Al-Qaeda and how great Al-Qaeda is and, quote, how we need Al-Qaeda, speaking of the elite, while getting on the news claiming that Iran is behind Al-Qaeda when it's the opposite group. Now, the public can figure out baseball and football and the minutia of that, so the public can figure this out. The average good old boy can figure out how to work on their truck or how to play fantasy football and can figure out how to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. You can figure this out. There's like a cognitive dissonance, though. Like when I had Obama phone lady in here, she's coming back in today. Really nice, sweet lady. And street smart in a lot of ways, but just totally unaware when I'm going, do you understand statistically and on record that welfare over time makes people poorer and more unhappy and completely dependent on the state? And she goes, but I just want some free stuff. I can't make it working. I'm working a couple jobs and I can't make it and I live in a condemned house. A lot of yuppies, a lot of people enjoy looking down on folks that are uninformed and poor. I don't, because I know it reflects back on me, and it'll end up coming back on me and my family. Now, that's a scientific fact that what comes around goes around. It's proven in quantum mechanics. It's proven in common sense. But I don't need to make the intellectual decision that I want to build her up for my betterment. At a base spiritual level, I empathize and want to lift up society and want to see justice. That's called being normal, being from a good family, being a loving person, having your head screwed on straight. But the New World Order is all about people not having their heads screwed on straight. That's what it comes down to. And just like I, all the time on the street, people go, I really like your show. I agree with it on so many fronts, but I don't understand how is our government running Al-Qaeda? I know it's in the news. They're giving them weapons and letting them attack countries, but they kill our troops. And I explain to them, have you heard about the famous case in New York City where a guy put up in the 70s for over a decade billboards saying he had the lowest price on windshield repair or windshield replacement, and he was going around with his employees at night for over a decade before he got caught with a ball-peen hammer breaking windshields every night right below his billboards. And the public didn't catch on to it, and the police didn't catch on to it for 10 years. Strangely enough, they have a composite of that in the movie American Hustle that came out this year with Christian Bale, and they talk about that famous case in it. And they say, which is American Hustle's a true story, that the hustler is the guy that grew up doing that. I didn't know that. I got to go look it back up. But the point is that they made a movie about it. And people will finally go, oh, they break the windshield, so then people come spend money with them. Bingo. Again, and for long-time listeners, I know you understand this better than I. And you say, Alex, why are you talking to us like we're 5 years old? You already are awake. You know what's going on. You were awake probably before you ever heard this show. You got street smarts. I'm talking about the general public, folks, that finally go, oh, yeah. If they finance Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to take over Afghanistan, then they can go kick them out, at least one faction of them, control trillions in opium, trillions in no-bid weapons contracts over 13 years, and transfer wealth from the American people to the military-industrial complex, who now is taking over with the NSA and armored vehicles and militarized police, which we pay for with tax money. This is where you pay for your own slavery. Do you understand that now? And most of the time they go, oh, yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, why don't you get it when you tune into the show? Because this is not my opinion. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written 5 books, and I've read almost all of them. Scan through his latest. I just don't have time to read whole books anymore. You know, they're 500 pages long. I did get the book and check the quotes I saw online. They were accurate. And, I mean, he just admits everything. But explains how it's a good thing. And this is, again, for the elite to sit around and read and legitimize that they're doing something moral and good, controlling world narcotics trade. Oh, we run the narcotics worldwide to control it. Because there's going to be narcotics trade. And if the good guys don't run it, bad guys will get it, like the Russians. And then they'll take over. Well, you're doing exactly what the Russians did during their most oppressive phase of Sovietism. And you're going after the good people. So obviously, didn't work out that way. It was a rationale for you to control organized crime. And 3 or 4 of the books I read Brzezinski wrote, I mean, he just admits all this in there. I remember when I was a kid, my dad would explain, no, the government runs the narcotics to control it. And I would say, well, how do you know that? And he said, well, it's in these Zbigniew Brzezinski books. He's one of the top people that advises and runs things. Plus, we've had family that's seen it working for the government. And so don't ever join the government if they try to come and recruit you. I just grew up knowing all this stuff, and it's common sense. It's not like it's rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, how do you end that? You decriminalize the drugs. You control them. You don't legalize them. You decriminalize them, and you run ad campaigns about how losers use them. But instead, they're putting people on the synthetic pharmaceuticals that are just as worse or badder, or just as bad or worse. And now they've had the drug war for 30 years or longer. Nixon started it, where they don't go after the dealers, they go after the users, to where now we almost can't legalize it. I've really been thinking about this. And you know why? Because the giant criminal economy will only go into other rackets. They've run this corruption so long that there are armies of criminals and scum who don't know how to work, and there's not a real economy for them. And so the economy would shut down, and they would infest everything else. But you know what? You've got to go ahead and do it, because that's short term. Long term, it's even worse to let it happen, because they're going to metastasize into every other racket and every other angle regardless. Mexico now has seen their tourism drop by more than half the last 5 years, and it's set within a couple more years to basically be non-existent. The country has collapsed. And they've got kidnapping and murder and just hell on earth, over 130,000 dead the last 7 years that we know of, mass graves being found everywhere, and they're probably never going to come back unless they were major league reformed, with land being given to the poor people and everyone aggressively as vigilantes going after any type of mafia and basically routing the whole group. I'm not normally for people to be hung from lampposts everywhere, but Mexico's so corrupt that if the entire political elite isn't hung, Mexico will never get out of it. And the same thing for Latin America and Africa and Asia and Eastern Europe. I mean, once corruption sets in, it's very hard to dig out. And America is entering that same zone now. We'll give you the latest on the border, FBI checkpoints, and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the headlines up at Infowars.com. School plans to put digital tags on students with microchip bracelets to encourage, quote, good behavior. FBI, police turn entire town into checkpoint, interrogate drivers, putting black X's on their hands. Wait till we break that down. Don't fear Ebola, fear the state. An excellent article by Kurt Nemo. Obama signs an executive order to detain Americans with respiratory illnesses, not just Ebola. And now we have Ebola-infected U.S. aid workers due to arrive at Emory University Hospital, Atlanta. Now, here's the deal. They hyped the H1N1 scam 5 years ago, and that was a fraud. But then when there was a real respiratory killer wiping people out all over the U.S., there were local news articles about the pandemic, but it never was national, which meant there was a shutdown basically ordered. And I've talked to medical doctors who said, no, they were told to shut up about it, but that it was the worst they ever saw this last winter, 2013 into 2014. And it's just now ending. Taking three people in my immediate close family. That's how devastating this has been. So I know they ignore real things and then hype fake things. But I think some of this is hype with Ebola, but some of it's not. They don't have some ready-made drug or ready-made vaccine right now. They didn't start the fear-mongering right before this happened. It's now getting up close to 1,000 dead. Those were older numbers yesterday. We were talking about 500 dead. And it could be over 30,000 that have come in contact and could be infected. And there are people that have it in the U.S. and Germany now in quarantine areas, and they're keeping that quiet, but it's come out in the news. And if Ebola starts to spread, the United States is hot, and Ebola needs to be transferred by, you know, saliva or by touch, and it dies if it's below like something, you know, 80-something degrees is what I was reading. We're going to get some virologists on to break this down coming up this weekend on the Sunday show, probably, or early next week. We're working on it right now to understand things. Maybe we get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. I know her husband recently died. It's hard to get her on, but she's a virologist. The issue here is that we're watching it very, very closely because Ebola kills more than 90% of the people that come in contact with it. And there aren't really any good treatments that they know of yet. And there's a lot of cases of American doctors that have contracted it and that are dying, and others that are have died, and African doctors where they're even foregoing some of the experimental treatments because there's not enough of it, and they're giving it to their patients and other medical workers, and the medical doctors are just basically dying or preparing to die. And that's very heroic. When you see examples of medical doctors like that, it makes you admire what made Western medicine so great worldwide 100 years ago. Because MD medicine 100 years ago was totally trailblazing. How to stop infection, how to do surgeries. It's just magic compared to the treatments they had that were the old apothecary herbs and things and that helped and did incredible things as well. There were five or six different schools of medicine, but MD was so amazing that it took the world by storm. Then it became Rockefeller medicine, now eugenics medicine, and has been pretty much ruined at many levels. But you see medical doctors following the ancient system of Hippocrates, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, which they haven't given that oath for at least 20 years in Western medical schools. Now it's carry out bioethics, eugenics operations. And they're creating cult-like socialist, what are the creatures, the robots in Doctor Who that go around saying exterminate, exterminate? The Daleks? More and more, they operate like Daleks. And they just shuffle around saying, get rid of the old people, get rid of the mentally retarded, get rid of the infirm. There'll be more money for those that are viable and contribute to society. You can't ever start letting someone decide in government who has value and who doesn't. You decide that by who you marry and have kids with. You decide that by who you associate with. You decide that by what you buy and who you support, what products you purchase. You decide to only have organic food. Pretty soon, the whole market will be organic. You decide what films you want to see that are liberty-based. That'll become the dominant culture. But you don't have the state directing that. It's always the worst group historically to direct it because special interests will get in there and will do what's good for them, not what is evenly distributed by the voting of the culture, the religion, the ideas, the art, the literature, the music that the public decides to adopt. We have Sumner Redstone force-feeding gangster rapping Marilyn Manson to psychologically infect children to make them mentally ill, artificial sociopaths or borderline personality disorder narcissistic twit bots. We'll cover all the news, give the number out, and take your calls. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ebola, largest health emergency drill in history, underway in New York City. My Fox New York reports. Medications dispensed, bioterror response prepared by regular Army and National Guard. American Ebola patients returning to USA, Atlanta hospital to treat. Trump warns, keep them out. Airports on alert to look for symptoms. Feds to test vaccine on humans. Look out. Stricken doc gives experimental serum to coworker. WHO, that's the World Health Organization, warns virus could spread to other countries. Catastrophic loss of life. 100-plus health workers infected. Europe and Asia on alert. Meanwhile, 92 million-plus Americans are not working. That's increased by 11,472,000 CNS News reports since Lord Obama got into office. Mission complete. Cloward and Piven, shut the economy down, raise taxes and fines and fees hidden in the market to where the working poor can no longer support themselves and are forced to go on welfare as a supplement to working. Largest health emergency drill in history underway. The New York City Department of Health will be conducting a massive emergency preparedness drill at 30 facilities across the city on Friday. And we wondered why they were checking with all the cemeteries around the country with those secret documents we got for mass graves, a million people per cemetery a few years ago. And we wondered all the body bags and coffins and the rest of it. And again, if you don't know that the globalists are completely capable of releasing weaponized Ebola in the United States or Europe to totally take over, that could be their false flag. And of course, they'll have a cure for themselves. And they've already done thousands of admitted lethal tests on citizens, troops, you name it. I remember 5 years ago, it came out in Bloomberg that they gave 40 homeless people in the Czech Republic an experimental flu vaccine, and more than half of them died. And then it turned out that's probably what actually spread the real flu. But again, I mean, they'll kill homeless people in a big pharma test, but they wouldn't release Ebola. They'd shoot Guatemalans and black people up in this country in a secret program telling it was a vaccine. It was really live microscopic worms. You know it is syphilis. Brain-eating worms. They'd do that. And they'd be, they're still doing secret experiments on our troops today that kill them. But, hey, they're not suspects to ever be behind Ebola. They wouldn't use that to bring in total control. By the way, Obama signed an executive order. It's up on Infowars.com. And it's definitely tied to Ebola. We should add that to the headline. Obama signs executive order to detain Americans with respiratory illness. We're going to be covering that. And then coming up in the next hour, while all this is happening, our border is the most open border in the world now, because once you get here, you're legalized for at least 3 years to 5 years, and you're given visas and driver's license. And with the driver's license in now seven states, from Colorado to California, you're allowed to vote with the driver's license, which is a felony, but no one enforces it. Can you see the war-gamed, computerized takeover? This has all been planned out. I don't know if it's going to be a nuke in New York City or Ebola or a dollar collapse or the borders completely collapsing with a whole nother giant wave that makes this one look tiny. What we know is that's already happening. The dollar declining is happening. Starting war with Russia is happening. Turning Al-Qaeda and ISIS loose everywhere is happening. FBI setting up checkpoints and basically federalizing police and just showing up from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest, running martial law drills publicly. It's all moving into high gear. And it's like being in a bullet train that goes 200 miles an hour. It starts off at 5 miles an hour, and then 10 miles an hour, and then 50, and then 100, and then 150, and then 200, and then 250. And you just can't believe how fast it's going. We've had about 75 miles an hour, and there's a lot more to go on the speedometer. I mean, it's just starting to hammer up. It's like being in a high-powered 600-horsepower sports car, and you just can't believe how it's hammering down the highway, going faster and faster. The fastest car I was ever in, I wasn't driving it. Charlie Sheen was driving his 600-horsepower Porsche, and just for about 10 seconds, he hammered it down on the highway, and it was going like 150 miles an hour. Just right off the ramp, boom, 150 miles an hour. Just bam, would have kept going right over 230 miles an hour on the speedometer. And that's the same feeling, is just being pressed back in your seat. And the general public's like, hey, football, hey, baseball, hey, basketball, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. Again, I've got three family members. My great uncle, we didn't know what was going on at that time. They all lived in the same neighborhood, on the same ranch, but the ranch houses were all built up on the road. My great uncle got a respiratory thing, went in the hospital. died. Then Peter, my cousin, got it, died at home. My uncle was taking care of him, and then he died. It took him a month to die. And again, I just bring that up because if there's a real Ebola outbreak, you probably won't even know about it. They've had black plague, bubonic plague popping up, record number of cases in places like Colorado. It made the newspapers a month ago or so just a few times. I mean, TB is spreading everywhere, flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, all of it, and it's hardly even an issue. And that's my point, is that there it is, three more diagnosed with rare plague in Colorado. And they just call it the plague. That's Reuters. ABC News also reports. But notice they spin it now. Possible bubonic plague death in Colorado. They know exactly what the Black Death is. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. By the way, we have Gravedigger in the computer. I want to go out with that. John Harmon, I think it's in your computer up there at the network, or it may be in our computer. Or just pull up Gravedigger, whoever wants to do it, because I want to go out with about 2 minutes of Gravedigger. Gravedigger, when you dig my grave, will you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Hieronymus Bosch, the German painter, painted that. You say we couldn't see because it was night? Day came back for that. I'm going to stop quoting poetry here, ladies and gentlemen. These are the times that poetry comes to the tongue. Oh, it was dark, but day came back for that. The black sunshine. Ring around the rosy. Ring around the pustule, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. 500 years ago, they'd have the kids dance in circles and just embrace that the Black Death was coming their way. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. And the globalists are enamored with the Black Death. Some estimates are killed as much as 40% of Europe, at least a third. Because the Renaissance came out of that. But not because it reduced population, but because it wiped out the elites. And that's what most historians, you dig into it. It shut down the monopolies. And the fact that labor was so cheap in the monopolies. And a lot of people in the countryside who were taking herbs survived. This is on record. And so that's why a Renaissance began. Because guilds were allowed to form that weren't controlled by the central groups, and trade began, and then trademarks began, and then the modern age of commerce began. And it would be called tyranny compared to many of the liberties we've enjoyed, but compared to the old tyranny of the Dark Ages, it was a great boon. But the elite, you can read their writings, are obsessed with the Black Plague, and they talk about how wondrous it'll be once a super plague is released, and the vast majority of the world population is reduced down to nothing. And to give you a subconscious acceptance of it, you see countless History Channel, Discovery Channel shows, The World Without People. They cover it, all the big nightly entertainment shows, the comedy late shows. They have the authors on about, let's all be honest, it'd be better with no humans on Earth. We're like rats. We're scum. So that you all believe you're trash, so you all accept you're worthless, and just prepare. 800-259-9231. I want to talk about Ebola, but I want to talk about what's even more important, the real plagues we know are already here of drug-resistant disease. That if you talk about it, that even more of it's pouring in from south of the border, where it's completely out of control, you're racist, according to Geraldo Rivera. No, Geraldo. I don't want anybody overusing antibiotics. I don't want our big pharma selling it to the big agra to feed it to pigs, chickens, and cows so then I eat it, and so my immune system's lowered. And I don't want the Latin American poultry and produce coming in that's even worse. It's not because I don't like brown people, Geraldo. I know it must be easy for Geraldo just to say everybody's racist if they don't accept open borders. They actually have to think about it. And Geraldo's smart. He knows he's playing race politics. But, Geraldo, if one of your kids gets TB, you're going to change your mind? Drug-resistant TB, and they have to be locked up for the rest of their life? How's that sound? Because, you know, this is reality, folks. This isn't a game. I don't want to just sit here and attack Geraldo Rivera. But he's full of bull. To quote Dan Rather, he's full of prunes. And, again, if we should be so open, how about I get to move to Guatemala and get everything paid for if I want? Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We'll look more at the situation on the border when Chris Burgard joins us, who's been doing amazing documentary news shoots down on the border, and got the interview with Zach Taylor, the head of the major Border Patrol retiree union and a former senior Border Patrol officer. He's the one that broke down with military precision from the military handbooks. Of course, he has a military background. That this is asymmetrical warfare, and that's what I've been calling it. This is war. That's not rhetoric. This is war. This country is under attack right now by the globalists. Just like Mexico's been under attack by them with destabilization. The globalists take countries down. I'm getting chills, folks, because it's so clear. They take countries down with chaos. Can people not understand that? While they're safe in their government and corporate compound reservations, they bring everything down on us via siege. It's political control. That's why Israel, a former Israeli government, I'm not saying Hamas works for Israel. I'm not saying Hamas is good. What I'm saying is Hamas was founded in the mid-1970s. That's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, not my opinion, face it, by Israel. Why? To destabilize nonviolent Palestinians so that they wouldn't look legitimate. Like Mahatma Gandhi let the British beat him upside the head with big cane poles, not because he was a wimp, but because he was so strong. Say what you want about him, but the guy dozens and dozens of times would let them basically knock all his teeth out and beat him. But he did that because he knew that the age of the press had come and it was all being exposed and they were losing every time he took a punch. You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run. We try to stop them starting a civil war. We try to stop them starting a physical war being nonviolent. If they start it successfully and are hunting us down and grabbing us, then you know what happens. The gloves are off, and it's very sad. It's just self-preservation. The globalists will get what they want in a giant civil war that will wipe out the police, the military, and the patriots. They'll just simply turn the power off for a year in most areas of the country, and then the general public will beg for UN troops in phase two. I'm trying to stop that. We're going to go to break with Gravedigger. We're going to come back with your phone calls. But we're going to look at everything happening with the border and more. Chickenpox outbreak puts illegal immigrant facility on lockdown. Colorado overwhelmed by immigrant license requests. They give them licenses. Illegals. Immigrants to be housed in suites near San Antonio. With cable, flat-screen TVs, beauty salon, you name it. Immigrant Detention Center, again, has hair salon. Again, this is a magnet to suck them up here, to overwhelm the welfare system and collapse it. They're just being used. And so we're not just digging the grave on the Republic. We're digging the grave on prosperity. We're digging the grave on stability. And we're bringing in a very scary world. All because the general public didn't think they had any power or didn't want to change anything. We'll let Willie Nelson take us out. We'll take two segments of phone calls on Ebola. You think it's a big deal or not? And then we'll come back with our guest in the next hour. We'll be back. You could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever. Grave digger. Well, you dig my grave.
Could you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
So I can feel the rain.
Rain. Well, folks, keep giving up. Go ahead.
Your Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
Oh, but I can feel the rain. Grave digger. Around the roses, pockets full of roses, ashes to ashes,
we all fall down.
We all fall down.
Death is the great unifier.
Gravy.
So is life.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, if a child is missing, the FBI comes in and shuts down an entire town, searching everyone and putting black X's on their hands at highway checkpoints. It's not like they get a tip that the child's coming down a certain road and then you block it. That'd be probable cause. No, we just checkpoints at every exit of the town, search everyone. And, of course, it doesn't find the child. just like locking down half of Boston and searching everyone, didn't find the Patsy who was in a boat outside the ring that they were searching. But it's control. But the border's wide open. Thousands of kids have been missing and dug up in mass graves. Thousands. Look it up. Just on the Texas border. Oh, there's no checkpoints down there. I mean, there's not going to be any, oh, you're illegal? Let us put you on a bus and bus you wherever you want to go. Rahm Emanuel wants you. It's all a giant fraud. Oh, we're going to spy on everything you do warrantlessly to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Oh, really? Who runs Al-Qaeda? Who funds them? Who gives them missiles? Oh, we do. We're Homeland Security. We're NATO. And then now at these facilities the illegals are being held at here in Texas, it's in the news today, they call them residents. So first don't call them illegal aliens, just call them aliens. Then don't call them immigrants, call them migrants. And now you just call them above the law. And again, nothing against the people themselves. They're absolutely desperate. They're absolutely like Obama phone lady. I've been honest to her face. She just doesn't know anything but the state. And then it's game over. Obama gave us a phone. He gonna do more. And so a lot of black folks in the inner city are mad at Obama right now. Because he's helping the illegals and not them. That's because you got to put a worm on a hook to catch a fish. He already caught you. The globalist already caught you. But don't worry. There's not going to be a worm on the line once they catch him. And the country's almost there, almost ready to be fully butchered. And they got the whole police state ready for the collapse, and the cops will be like, the government said it was going to collapse, and they were right. Boy, the central government knows what's going on. Yeah, it's like arsonists that call the fire department and say a house is on fire. I mean, it's just so sick and so transparent. And, hey, where's the apologies to old Alex Jones out there? All the neocons, all the liberals, all of you. I mean, it's all happening.
Why is the federal government accommodating people who are crossing in illegally with activities like basketball and ping pong and flat-screen TVs in their rooms? And how does the federal government expect folks back in Central America to see these images through national news and think that it's dangerous to cross?
While residents are here at the Karnes County Residential Facility, we will provide a safe and humane environment. We realize that children can be of infancy up to 7 years old. We are in the state of Texas where it requires children that are in a detention facility to go to school, to be provided these activities.
And by the way, folks, that's out of the town outside San Antonio. Now, I want to explain something. We're going to go break and come back with your calls. I want to explain something here. If you go see the movie Elysium, that's open border propaganda, they just swipe a card, and suddenly the whole third world can live forever and be rich and live on space stations. And it's the same thing. If you can get here, you're going to be in heaven. That's not really true. And in the movie, it's children that are sick, and that's the reason that the bad guys on Elysium need to be dealt with, because they don't want to take care of the poor children. And the Democrats have said on MSNBC, Melissa Harris Perry, that they are using kids to sell the end of the border. They're quite honest. They know how bleeding heart America is compared to everybody else. And it's totally cold-blooded. Because the kids are only the foot in the door to legalize the 30 million illegals that are here, the tens of millions more that are pouring across. This is a military, asymmetrical takeover. We'll be back in...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommendation.
to dust. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.